Section 4.2. Why not to follow fad diets? There are literally hundreds of fad diets on the market today, with everyone claiming that their diet is the best for weight loss. The problem with most fad diets is that they typically limit consumption of a certain macronutrient, proteins, carbs, or fat, or food group, and therefore tend to fight against what your body needs to function most efficiently. For example, with any of the low-carb diets that have been popular in recent years, they severely limit your consumption of important carbohydrate sources. While people may experience initial weight loss with these diets, I advise against them because they typically also cause a loss of lean muscle, which will lower your RMR, making it easier to put the fat back on in the long run. Note, what I'm referring to negatively here are the extremely low-carb diets. This doesn't mean I advocate a high-carb diet. Again, balance and moderation in all three macronutrients is what we're seeking here, not high or low anything. One of the first reasons people experience an initial quick weight loss with a low-carb diet is that they lose water weight by depleting their muscle glycogen stores. Muscle glycogen stores are basically stored carbohydrate in all of your skeletal muscle. A significant quantity of water is also held in the muscle cells of the body along with the glycogen. When you deplete your muscle glycogen stores, you also lose a good bit of water weight. This is not necessarily a good thing, since your performance in the gym will suffer and your muscles will appear flat. It is common for people to notice that their muscles appear smaller, kind of shrunken, when they go on a low-carb diet. Another one of the reasons that a low-carb diet can cause people to lose weight is that they maintain lower blood sugar levels and lower insulin levels. And therefore, they can lose fat easier, since high insulin levels promote fat storage and make it harder to burn fat. However, there are ways to still eat your carbohydrates in moderation, while still maintaining reasonable blood sugar and insulin levels to allow fat burning. My advice is not to fall into the trap of the low-carb diet. You can still enjoy carbs as long as you pick healthy, unprocessed choices and combine them at every meal with lean protein and healthy fats. Realize that although I don't recommend a low-carb diet, I'm not saying I recommend high-carb diets either. You'll never get lean if you're overfeeding on carbs. Including a moderate quantity of healthy carbs in your diet will help you have the energy to work out intensely and recover from your workouts while helping to maintain your lean muscle mass and keep your metabolic rate higher. Another type of fad diet that has been promoted in the past and still promoted by many health professionals for weight loss is a low-fat diet. Again, now you've essentially limited one of the most important macronutrients that your body needs to function properly. People typically struggle to lose weight on a low-fat diet because they tend to replace the fat calories they would have eaten with extra carbohydrates, particularly refined carbohydrates. A larger quantity of refined carbohydrates in the diet will now trigger higher insulin levels, which will make you crave more carbs as your blood sugar crashes. This becomes a difficult, endless cycle of craving refined carbs. This makes weight loss on a low-fat diet very difficult. Also, low-fat diets tend to detrimentally affect hormone processes in the body, which can shut down your fat loss and muscle gain efforts. A sufficient quantity of healthy fat will also help satisfy your hunger. You want moderate quantities of healthy fat, but watch your total calories because high-fat foods are calorie-dense. Studies indicate that in order to maintain all of the healthy metabolic processes in which your body relies on dietary fat, you should keep your total fat intake somewhere between 20 to 40% of your total calories. Consuming a diet containing lower than 20% fat can detrimentally affect your weight loss efforts, your hormonal processes, your training performance, and many other bodily functions. I've noticed that the majority of consumers are confused about dietary fat and most often underestimate the importance of healthy fat in their diet, or don't understand which fats are good for you and which are bad for you. Due to this confusion, which is so common, I will dedicate the next section to making it a little easier for you to understand the different types of dietary fats and how important they are to helping you lose body fat. Pay attention closely to the following section, as I will say that this is the most often misunderstood area of nutrition. In fact, much of what you hear in the media and even from many health professionals is downright false when it comes to dietary fat.